This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Text line coming through. Did you just actually say the greatest player in football history? Are you out of your effing mind? No, I didn't say that. What I said was Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys traded arguably the greatest player when you look at potential and you look at age and production. Potentially, that is the greatest player ever traded in NFL history.
Yep.
At the point of where they are right now.
Traded at the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, there were greater players that were at some point traded in their career, but what Ron is saying,
yeah,
at the time that they were traded.
This is like the Texans trading J.J. Watt at 26. Or yeah. Rams trading Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I mean,
26 or 27.
You know what I've seen that's been weird to me is because Micah has had some, let's say, some playoff no-shows, that people have just forgotten exactly who Micah Parsons is. Like, not everybody, but I have seen like a faction of Cowboys fans and just like general NFL fans that have kind of downplayed how special of a talent that Micah Parsons is, like exactly who Micah Parsons is. Like, somehow his greatness for some people has been diminished, or like maybe this whole episode has made them forget exactly like what trajectory this guy is on. Yep. I mean, we're talking about at least two or three all pros already. I mean, it really one of the more unique players that you might ever find in the NFL. And when you talk about the combination of speed and strength, like he's stronger than somebody his size is supposed to be, but also quicker than somebody his size is supposed to be. He is a different type of player. Maybe people forget he was like a linebacker. He's linebacker size. They're like, you know what? This dude's so strong. He's such a menace. Let's just have him rush the passer. You know, like he could be an all pro at linebacker. So, yeah, I don't think people realize how different and how special of a player, or maybe some of us are forgetting how special of a player we're talking about. And then he's just 26.
Yep. Yeah. 26 years old, three-time all pro, four-time pro bowler. Has been in the top three of the Defensive Player of the Year award voting for three years in his career, in his 4 years in.
I mean,
four
are
years
you,
playing.
Yeah, I mean, all
those
you guys
do is don't
the money.
Get, those guys don't get traded,
and they don't get record-setting money. Yeah. Like that's all you got to look
at. And they don't get traded.
And the criticism, the criticism of Micah Parsons is a familiar one for a lot of great pass rushers. Which Micah Parsons obviously is, and that's that you can run right at them and they sell out on the run and they're only chasing stats. Yeah, sometimes, look, I'm not excusing that, but sometimes that is the consequence of having a great pass rusher. They are selling out on their greatness, and sometimes they can be selfish, and I'm not saying that's not an issue, but that does not take away from the fact that they, when they are in fact special players, that they're special players. Like, this dude is an anomaly. For the most part, I mean, he's an anomaly. He is a legitimate pass rusher in a linebacker's body. Like, I mean, it's just he's a different kind of player.
I mean, guys, this is not where it was meant to go. So I'm gonna stop. We don't have to.
It's odd,
because
I've seen a lot of it. It's like, oh, he ain't that good anyway. I'm like, Micah Parsons
at the text line. I'm going to disagree. John Elway is the greatest player ever traded. He was drafted number one. Again, that part right there he wasn't the greatest player when he was drafted.
Yeah. I think the qualifier.
Joe Montana, I believe, was traded.
Yeah.
Those guys don't get traded. John Elway wasn't traded after he took the Broncos to the Super Bowl or started to show who he was.
I think the best comparison for this for me is actually Khalil Mack. Like Khalil Mack, what a lot of people have compared this
Tyreek
to.
Tyreek Hill would be in that range.
Yeah, it's
Matt Stafford. Yeah. I think he was a little older though at that point. But then
on the back end, in retrospect, goes and wins a Super Bowl. It's hard to not think that maybe he was being underrated even at the time. You know, like maybe people didn't think he was as good as he actually was because
That'll go right to this text. You're too high on Parsons. One sack in four playoff games.
Yeah, no, I get it.
He's James Harden of the NFL.
Okay.
I don't think I'm too high on the guy.
He's probably talking to me because I'm the one that kind of went on that little spiel about how great Parsons is. I get it.
But
are you going to tell? So you're telling me he's not good because he had a couple of bad games in the playoffs. So you don't want Micah Parsons. All right. Cool. I'll take Micah Parsons. You go ahead and go with whatever you got going on.
I'll just say.
Like, yeah, we say, hey, okay, look, we got to address some of these issues that we had in the playoffs. We got to get it better. But, like, he ain't all of a sudden ain't Micah Parsons.
It took year seven before Chris Jones recorded a sack in the playoffs. it took year seven.
Yeah,
they were in the playoffs every year. It took year seven for Chris Jones. Recorded a playoff sack.
Yeah, you can't play. You can't compare football playoffs to basketball playoffs, where they play series, and in football they play one game.
But we're here now. What's your takeaway now that you've had some time to think through? What's your takeaway now on that whole situation that's kind of taken over the sports world?
Yeah, I still feel like it is. To me, it feels like a self-sabotage, just more so because it didn't have to happen. I think the biggest takeaway is that the fact that it got there in the first place. Because once you get there, there are ways to justify this move. Like, it's already soured with Micah Parsons. Maybe it is a little rich for your blood. Maybe you don't want to pay him more than $45 million a year. And we see he's going to get 47. But we also get the conflicting reports about, Jerry even said in his press conference yesterday, we actually offered him more guarantees, earlier on when we talked way back in April or in March or whenever it was. So it's like, okay, so this did not have to get this far. And once it does, now you can justify, okay, well, let's rebuild our team. But it is odd to me that a team that has an 82-year-old owner, a quarterback making high dollar what Dak Prescott is making, what you just brought in George Pickens, you're paying CeeDee Lamb. Like, this is not a team that's just like in reset mode that's going to be able to just start over, be bad and try to figure their way out and tank and everything. Like, that's not happening. So, like, you made your team, I think, worse for no real apparent reason, and you don't really look like a team that's in position to rebuild. So it's like, it's confusing to me that they would let it get this far.
Here was Jerry Jones in his 45-minute press conference that was, his 45-minute press conference talking about where the Cowboys can go without Micah Parsons.
Decided that it was in the best interest of our team to take the consideration that we have. We appreciate his 4 years, but we can take that consideration and we can win in our minds more than had we gone the other route and signed. That's not a negative on Micah. That's just unique to our circumstances.
He might
actually believe that.
He really is trying to spin that's what the plan was.
You think he believed? Do you think he believed that, what he just said?
No.
Like, has he convinced himself of that lie?
Maybe.
Is what I'm saying. Okay.
Who's Kenny Clark, the guy that got yesterday in the trade? Good player. He practiced for the Packers yesterday. Had this been in the works and he was the guy there, he wouldn't have practiced for the Packers yesterday. It just came about.
Yeah, and he mentioned that. He did mention that. Yeah, no, it he talked around a lot. Like, it's like, man, Jerry, you could say a lot of this in half the amount of words. Like, but that's what you get when you get an 80-something-year-old rich Southern man.
This is where it goes to me with the whole thing, and I've been thinking on this. And Houstonians that are Texans fans, just think about this. If Cal McNair is his time as the owner, Tyler and Brandon, won three championships and had a dynasty in any point of his tenure as the owner of the Texans, if Cal and Hannah won three championships, were a dynasty, were the team of a decade, if Cal was ever the executive of the year, was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, made the Texans the most valued franchise in all of the sports, in all of sports, not just in the United States, but in all of sports.
He'll bring in a whole new TV partner with the Fox deal.
If he had paid, let's say the Texans wanted to get a new stadium and Cal and Hannah paid 75% of that stadium out of their own money, what would have to happen for Cal McNair to be viewed like Nico Harrison? What would have to happen for Cal McNair to be viewed as somebody that is hated by the fan base?
But see, I don't.
What would have to happen?
Like Nico Harrison?
Well, it is. That's because, how they're looking at him. No, I'm just saying, it is insane to me what Jerry has accomplished. Jerry should be viewed as a legacy from Dallas fans, as a guy who has been beloved and a plus. But he's done like three or four really stupid things. Like, he couldn't get along with Jimmy Johnson, which they probably should have won far more Super Bowls. He couldn't get along with Jimmy because he...
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wanted some of the credit, so he had to fire him and hire Barry Switzer. And now he's done this and other things. But if those list of accomplishments, I don't know what Cal McNair would have to do for him to be despised like it feels like some Dallas fans do.
Yeah, no, I think that Jerry's
legacy
is just simply much more complicated than I think, certainly more than Cal and Hannah's, and definitely more than Nico Harrison's, like, because of everything that you laid out. Because he does have the dynasty, because he is truly an innovative figure in NFL history. Whether you like him or not, you can't deny that part. That's why there is this Jerry Jones conundrum, because you can't pretend like there's no reason for him to have this hubris. There's no reason for him to believe in himself the way that he does, because he did at one point, albeit 30 years ago, he did at one point cash in on the checks, right? Or did actually do what he said he was going to do. Walk it like he talked it.
I'm so reminded of what you said about Lance yesterday. And you said, hey, man, he won a championship.
Yeah. So that's why I think it's not quite the same, because he actually does have the pelts on the wall. But that's the part of the frustration. I think it was complicated, too, is like it depends on how old you are. Because if you are exactly 30 years old, you don't know what we're talking about all of this Super Bowls and all this type of stuff, because that happened the year you were born or right before. So, like, if you're a younger Cowboys fan, the legacy ain't so complicated. Maybe it is like Nico Harrison. If you're 45, 55, you remember when, but the last 30 years have been really rough.
Someone texted, focus on what Jerry has done this century show. No, the hell with that. If Cal McNair...
He's 82.
McNair won three championships in this town, not to mention they had just come off four straight 12-win seasons off the last... If Cal had won three championships, like, it would have to take selling the damn team damn near to have the hatred.
Yeah. I don't believe in the erasure of the good times. Like, we can just – that's what makes it complicated. You just add the bad on top of the good. You don't take the good out. You just be like, man, we got a whole bunch of bad here. We don't not talk about it. We don't pretend like it didn't happen. But now, you don't pretend like the other stuff didn't happen.
Now, either. Weird stuff. Now he could trade, like, C.J. Stroud. Then they might be out of it. Yeah. But, I mean, he wouldn't do that.
But he also don't have three Super Bowls to stand on.
No, he don't. I'm just saying, so, like, it is just wild when you look at his accomplishments. How the hell did he win Executive of the Year in 2014?
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.